We come on this Easter day, a day that is all about the empty cross and the empty tomb. Scripture tells us that on this morning, after a violent earthquake, an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." I wonder if any of the children would like to come and see the place where he lay, to have a look inside our tomb. Does anybody want to come and have a look inside? Anybody? Anyone have a look in? You can go in. There's plenty of room. But stop there. It's not like the TARDIS. But it's dark in there, isn't it? So we can remember that the angel came in great light, and we're going to put some light on in there. Okay? So you can come and go from inside there. I've been in myself. It's very warm. It's really hot in there. So you can enjoy going in and out of the tomb today. The grave takes all of us, doesn't it? Yeah, the grave takes us all. But we all come out again. That's the wonderful news that we celebrate today. Death is destroyed, and Jesus has the victory. And that's why we come to worship. So our opening sentences will be on the screen. Please stand with me if you are able. And we join in the words in the dark type. In Lent, we stopped to think with our minds. On Easter Day, we act on impulse with our hearts. In Lent, we gave up something good. On Easter Day, we celebrate with a feast. In Lent, with sorrow, we looked inside and said to God, "Sorry." In Lent, we walked the way of the cross.
On Easter Day, we are raised from the dead with Jesus.
Yesterday, everything ended.
Today, everything begins.
With joy, we proclaim, "Hallelujah, Christ is risen."
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Through Lent, we have added to our Lent cross Sunday by Sunday, thinking of those things which were very much a part of Jesus' last days on earth. And before we decorate the cross with flowers and transform it from a terrible symbol of cruelty into a beautiful picture of hope and life, which it is now, we need to remove these objects. So I'm going to ask if a child would like to come and hold this basket for me, and another taller child come and help remove some of the things from the cross. Yeah, let's go. Chloe, is it? Joseph, would you like to hold that one? And Abigail, would you like to come and help with the things? Oh yeah, that's great. You can, three of you can help, okay? So I'll tell you which ones, what to do when. Boys, if you stay here, just for a moment with the basket. That's right, we're going to put some things in it, okay? From the cross. So if you just come and stand here, that's great. We'll wait there together. So we hear, first of all, some words, and they're going to be on the screen, all being well, from Galatians chapter 2. how our lives are part of his. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. But Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. On this resurrection day, we transform the Lenten cross of suffering into the glory of new life in Christ. And we're going to remove the symbols. First of all, we're going to remove from the cross the bag of money. We remember that Jesus has purchased our salvation. We remove from the cross the towel and the bowl. Jesus is the servant king. We remove from the cross the cup of suffering. Jesus took up our pain and bore our suffering. And we remove from the cross the whip. By his wounds, we are healed. And Joe might help with this one. We remove from the cross the crown of thorns. Jesus now wears the crown of glory. So we place our crown of flowers in its place. And we remove from the cross the palm branches, which we lift high to welcome the risen Lord. And lastly, we remove from the cross the nails. Have a go. Well done. We remember that death could not pin him down. Jesus has been transformed from death to life. We shall follow where he has led. And the prayer is on the screen. We come to worship the risen Lord. We come with our strengths and our weaknesses, our confidence and our uncertainty, our laughter and our tears, our hopes and our disappointments. We come alone and we come together. Risen Christ calls us to be his friends, his disciples and his witnesses. Let us now transform the dreadful cross into a tree of new life and colour. Let us celebrate his victory over sin and death. Let us continue to worship our risen King. We've got some spare flowers. Thank you very much, you three, for helping us. It is heavy, isn't it? But it's all gone now. And as we come to the cross, we do so not because we're bringing flowers to a grave with sadness, but we're bringing these flowers to the empty cross in joy and thanksgiving. Our response today. There are some spare flowers here for those who have not brought them. So just take your time. We've got several worship songs that we're going to sing together. And just in turn, come and decorate the cross with those flowers. It looks a lot more wonderful from the front than it does the back. On the back, it looks like that. And maybe you come to church this morning and your life looks more like that than that. But you need to know that God is behind it as well as in front of it this morning. And we remember today that wonderful transformation that we see in what you have made, what you have given the Lord this morning. The winter branches were bare and grey, but now the blossom is white. And Christ was hung on a tree to die. But God has put all things right. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Easter Day and April Fool's Day fall on the same day for the first time in 62 years. Where were you in 1956? Yeah, don't deny it, you remember it. And if so, you might have heard this sermon before, so sorry about that. We've got a slide showing the date of April the 1st. Are there any April Fools here? Did anybody get tricked? Did anybody play any tricks this morning? Any time of confession? Anyone? I know that little Albert and Ivy had a bit of a moment this morning. Elizabeth, I've got the microphone here. Maybe you can tell us what happened in your house on April the 1st.
I'm just getting them dressed. As you do, I turn my back for about a minute to grab something for Ivy. I come back and she's dumped all the baby powder all over Albert.
Clapping and happy and covered in white with powder. So April Fool's on Mum.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Anybody else? Any April Fool's tricks, Phoebe?
It's not really a trick, but
all right, your parents were married.
Family joke is, look what they produce.
Yeah. And the player family said amen.
I got tricked by a saying this morning when we had Easter breakfast, but I don't remember what the saying was.
Oh, better forgotten, I think. Anyone else? Any Easter tricks? No? Okay. April the 1st, Easter Day. What we're going to do now is we're going to look at some former April Fool stories that were in the news that you might remember. Let's see the first one. Now, what's going on here? Spaghetti harvest. The spaghetti harvest. Does spaghetti grow on trees? No, it grows under the sea, doesn't it? That's right, the spaghetti harvest shown on BBC Panorama, April the 1st, 1957. You see, you remember 1957, but you don't remember 1956, do you? And people really believed this. This was being harvested in Switzerland. So fake news isn't new. Let's see the next news story. Harry's secret wedding. They didn't want a fuss, so they fooled the media by plumping for a $300 Vegas marriage. Daily Mail, April the 1st, 2017. It never happened, did it? They've still got it all to look forward to. But pretty good lookalikes, aren't they? Let's see the next one. Now, would you go in an aeroplane like this? This is a new Virgin Atlantic plane that flaps its wings up and down like a bird. There's a great video about that. You can see the video when you get home. That's genius, isn't it? And then from the sports pages, now forget Newmarket. What about seahorse racing? Yeah? Seahorse racing. Could that happen? Do you think? Yeah, well, you see, the one in front scallops home in first place. And then our last April Fool's story. I would try this. Would you try this? Not Marmite, but Meh-mite. It says, it's impossible to love or hate, you know, in between, Meh-mite. April Fool's. But this is Easter Day. And we remember the tomb on Easter Day. What about today's big news? The empty tomb of Jesus Christ. On Easter Day, And every day, Christians celebrate the good news that a dead man came back to life. Have we been fooled? Was it all a big hoax? A bad joke? On the face of it, the resurrection of Jesus might seem like the ultimate prank that's been fooling people for thousands of years. Dead people just don't climb out of their graves. Not back then, not today, not ever. But could it be true? Could the impossible be possible? Was God having the last laugh? Let's think for a moment about those who were fooled on that first Easter day. The Roman Empire were fooled. And we've got a cartoon here. Two guards saying one to the other, "What do you mean that wasn't you who just said good morning?" Roman guards were, in fact, not like that at all. Roman guards were very strict, highly disciplined and skilled. They didn't do humour. The Roman Empire didn't do humour at all. They were deadly serious. And they wouldn't dare neglect their guarding of the tomb. But on Easter Day, that evil empire was shown to be powerless. And the power of love won the day over evil. The stone had been moved. A mystery. What about Mary? Well, as we heard in the Bible reading, at first, Mary didn't recognize Jesus. She thought Jesus was the gardener. And certainly Jesus knew his gardens. The Garden of Eden, the Garden of Gethsemane, paradise. And he is the gardener of our hearts, sowing seeds of faith in Mary and in us on this Easter day. But look closer, Mary. It's not the gardener. Don't be fooled. And her eyes were open and she recognized him and embraced him. Teacher. It was the women who were the first at the tomb very early that morning. You know, in Bible times, Jewish women were not allowed to give evidence in court. They were not seen as reliable witnesses. So surely, if the disciples wanted to spin a story to convince everyone that Jesus was now alive, they wouldn't have chosen women to be the first witnesses. It went against the whole culture. This breaking news was strange, but it was true. And then there was Thomas. Thomas was no fool. He had his doubts, but who wouldn't? He was sure that this resurrection story was a trick. So he said to his friends, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side where the spear went, I will not believe." And later that night, Jesus appeared to Thomas. His doubts were replaced with faith. "My Lord and my God," he said. And then lastly, on this Easter day, the two on the Emmaus Road, those who journeyed, and Jesus drew alongside them as they walked, talking about the things that had happened that Easter. But they didn't recognize Jesus. They were fooled. And Jesus gently teased them. "What are you talking about as you walk? What kind of things happened?" And they only recognized Jesus when he broke the bread. It was the Lord. He was alive. how slow and foolish they were to believe. But God's greatest trick on Easter Day was played on death. It was played on death. St. Paul said in these words, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" There's no evidence of it. So don't let death scare you. And don't grieve at an empty grave. We can sneer at death today and tell the grim reaper to sling his hook or his scythe. And when death comes, as it comes to all, we know that resurrection life will begin. The flat line goes into reverse. And this is good news, that Jesus Christ has stormed the prison of death and set its captives free. And that includes us today. Not because of anything we've done, not because we're worthy or special or different, but just because of all that Jesus has done for us, for everyone. On Easter Day, Jesus had the last laugh. A wonderful picture of the risen Lord laughing. And we shall laugh with him, and we shall live with him forever. We are his witnesses, and we are glad today to be fools for Christ. We are witnesses to his risen life, because it's not just his absence from the empty tomb that convinces us, it's his presence in our empty lives. As we go from here, he goes with us. He lives within us. He is our help and our strength. He is our example, our goal, the way, the truth, and the life for us. So on April Fool's Day, don't be fooled into thinking that Easter Day is about anything less than the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Let us be filled with faith, strong hope, and lasting happiness, because we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. This is a happy day. So let the laughter of Easter Sunday ring out in our Good Friday world. Let us follow our risen King. Amen. Our closing responses. When we meet with grief or sorrow, Jesus walks beside us. When we are anxious for tomorrow,
Jesus walks beside us.
When we are lonely or with strangers,
Jesus walks beside us.
When we are facing threats or dangers,
Jesus walks beside us.
When we try to live without him,
Jesus walks beside us.
Even when we start to doubt him,
Jesus walks beside us.
At each turn and each decision,
Jesus walks beside us.
He was dead, but he is risen.
Jesus walks beside us.
So we dedicate these Easter offerings of money, and with them our lives, with thankful hearts. Amen. Now, since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on those things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and your loved ones this Easter day and forevermore. Amen.